Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is fencing. Let's break it down. Fencing will begin on July 27th, a day after the opening ceremonies, and will end on August 4th, with medals being awarded every day for the event. The venue for these events will be at the Grand Palais in Paris, which has been closed since 2021 for renovation work and will be reopening for the Olympics. There will be 12 medals awarded for the sport, with 212 competitors participating. So Zach, can you break down what the history of the sport is and how exactly does the sport work?
Fencing is a long-standing Olympic sport drawing roots from traditional sword fighting. It made its inaugural debut at the modern Olympics in 1896 and has been present ever since. The women's event was added later in 1924. The way that the sport works is that there will be two competitors facing each other and attempting to score a hit on each other using a blade, which they can only use one hand to wield. In the individual game, the first competitor to get to 15 points or have the most points after three 3-minute rounds wins the match. There are three different disciplines of fencing: épée, saber, and foil. These differ in the way that you score hits on your opponent and the type of sword being used. There are four medals per class of sword, men's and women's, individual, and team events. The team events consist of four members per team with 9 3-minute rounds. Each round is up to 5 points. The team that gets to 45 points first wins. In the épée events, competitors will use an épée sword, which is a thrusting blade that derives itself from a French short sword. Épée is the only event in which any part of the body is a valid part to score a hit. In the saber events, competitors will use a saber sword, which is designed for use as thrusting and cutting. Hits made with the point, edge, or back of the blade are counted as valid in saber. The target area in saber is above the waist, as well as the head and arms. In foil events, competitors will use a foil blade, which is a flexible blade designed for quick defense and thrusting. In foil, you score hits by using points of your blade and hitting the trunk of your opponent, which includes the torso, shoulders, and neck.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
The format for individual fencing event will start with 34 to 37 competitors qualifying for the events, but the actual tournament will start with 32 competitors. The lowest ranked fencers will play each other to reduce the field to 32. Once they're down to 32, a round of 32 will occur, then a round of 16, quarterfinal, semifinal, and then finally a final round. For the team event, there are 8 teams which will start in the quarterfinal, then go to a semi and final.
All right. Thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
In 2020, the Russian Olympic Committee took home most of the gold medals across all events. In 2016, Russia similarly took home the most medals. However, a majority of these medals were won in the women's events, while the men's side has been very competitive across several countries, with nations like Hungary and France winning multiple medals in 2020 and 2016. The favorites going into these games are certainly different, with no inclusion of the Russian Olympic Committee. Due to that, we see some different favorites going into the games for the women's event, with Italy and South Korea favored to win a majority of the medals. On the men's side, there's a strong group of French fencers who are competing and have made it clear that France is the favorite for the men's events. However, Italy, who came up silver in the 3 events last year, are also favored to perform well and potentially finish in those events as the gold medalists.
All right, thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what do you think of the sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
Well, I like the idea of fencing in theory, but actually watching the sport, there's a lot of defense and strategy going on that I frankly don't and can't understand. And, you know, from a spectator's perspective, I just think it's a little bit too defensive. It's hard to really see what's, you know, what's good form and what's not. It's very quick. It's a little bit hard to follow. I think I will turn it on to maybe watch a little bit of it, but it's not going to be one of the main ones I watch this year. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely differing here in your opinion. I think the sport is really, really cool. You know, as a kid, I love using swords, and when I found out that there was a sport that did so, I was really fascinated with it and have been a big fan of it since. I always try to watch the sport at the Olympics. I do like watching more the semifinal and final matches. While I don't completely understand a lot of the form, I do like the quickness of it and the speed that each opponent uses. And even watching a little bit of the finals, you can see hints and pieces of strategy, defenses that people use. No one ever moves until they kind of goad their opponent into making a wrong play. And I do enjoy seeing sort of that mind game play out in fencing. And I do always love, I would make jokes with my friends of how fencers just completely explode whenever they land a hit and they get really pumped. And it kind of adds to the adrenaline of the sport. And, you know, you have to stay really calm when you're fencing. So, yeah, I think it's really interesting. I do plan to watch definitely the knockout rounds for sure. If not the initial preliminary events. Forward, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
Yeah, so I think France and Italy will tie with the most amount of medals. I think they'll each pick up 3. I think that US will pick up 2. I think Canada might pick up 1. Japan 1. I think Hungary 2. Those are just kind of my general predictions. What about you?
Yeah, I think you're right with Italy and France winning the majority of the medals. I think that the U.S. might win a medal or 2, probably just 1 on the women's side. And I think Hungary might be able to pick up a medal and Canada might be able to pick up a medal. As well as I think Japan had performed well at the last games. So I predict that they are another strong contender to win one of those other medals that are up for grabs that perhaps Italy or France or Hungary are not able to secure. All right, well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.